From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Noah Adams. Beginning today, all federal contractors are required to use the government's online E-Verify system. That's to make sure employees are eligible to work in the U.S. As NPR's Ted Robbins reports, the rule finally goes into effect after four delays and an unsuccessful legal challenge by the U.S. Chamber of Commerce.
Valenzuela Drywall, a Tucson construction company, began using E-Verify more than a year ago, even before Arizona required employers to use it to try to cut down on the number of illegal workers in the state. Here's how it operates. When the company hires someone, the new employee fills out an I-9 form and shows two forms of ID, same as before. But instead of calling the Social Security Administration to check the documents, payroll manager Ana Romero logs on to the government's E-Verify website.
You just enter, you know, last name, first name, Social Security number, date of birth, the day they started, and it comes right out whether they're authorized to work.
She even says she likes the fact that she can print out the authorization for her records, something she couldn't do before.
It's simple. It's straightforward. It gives you step-by-step instructions.
It's not difficult
at all.
Valenzuela Drywall is one of some 145,000 employers nationwide using E-Verify. 13 states already make its use mandatory. Now, it's mandatory nationwide for any company doing work for the federal government. The U.S. Chamber of Commerce and some other business associations tried to stop the rule from being implemented. Lynn Shotwell is executive director of the American Council on International Personnel, which represents large companies. Her problem is that federal contractors are now required to check not just new employees with E-Verify, but all employees.
If you have 60,000 or 100,000 employees, you know, there's a great expense involved in the time and the effort that it takes to re-verify everyone. And that's really our biggest concern.
The rule does give companies 30 days after a contract is awarded to enroll employees. U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services administers E-Verify. Spokesman Bill Wright says E-Verify is quicker and more accurate than older methods. Earlier versions were not so accurate. At one point, 20% of all workers were flagged as illegal. But after years of refining the program, Wright says the rate is down to 3%. And less than one-tenth of those are mistakes, wrong numbers, wrong names, rather than illegal workers.
It basically means 2.8%, just under the 3, were found to be not authorized to work in the United States. Translation, E-Verify system works. That's exactly what it's supposed to do.
Any worker who is flagged has 8 working days to resolve the issue. During that time, they can't be fired. E-Verify will flag someone who uses a phony name or Social Security number, but its weakness is that it doesn't verify identities of workers who may illegally be using other people's legitimate names or numbers. Lynn Shotwell again.
So if someone presents you with false identity documents that are perhaps stolen, they could show up as legally authorized to work when, in fact, they're not.
Bill Wright admits E-Verify isn't perfect, but he says it's better than previous systems.
You know, we are working to help this make the system at least combat a little bit more the identity theft and identity fraud, but you're right, it does not eliminate it.
At Valenzuela Drywall, Ana Romero says they've had very few suspicious checks using E-Verify. Some were just a wrong digit in a Social Security number. A couple were unauthorized workers. But the reason they've had very few probably has nothing to do with E-Verify. It's more the economy. They're just not hiring much these days. Ted Robbins, NPR News, Tucson.